Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't agree with the tax on free market capitalism at all, but I don't believe that that's really what is at the heart of Governor Perry's criticism of Romney and his time at Bain. This isn't about a politician making huge profits in the private sector. I think what Governor Perry is getting at is that Governor Romney has claimed to have created 100,000 jobs at Bain, and people are wanting to know, is there proof of that claim, and was it U.S. jobs created for United States citizens, the 100,000 jobs. And I believe that that's what Governor Perry is getting at is, own up to the claims that are being made. And that's fair. That's not negative campaigning. That's fair to get a candidate to be held accountable to what's being claimed, especially when it comes to job creation.
There's Sarah Palin, who wants Mitt Romney to prove his claims about the 100,000 jobs he says he's created. The GOP race is at the top of the countdown. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in that one. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of January 9th to the 13th. And we get started with a rundown, first of all, of all the top 10. At 10, the People's Choice Television Awards. Number 9, Sports Talk and Tim Tebow. Number 8, what's going on, the latest from the protesters around the country. Number 7, the resignation of the White House Chief of Staff. Number 6, Haley Barbour, used to be governor of Mississippi before he left. He pardoned a lot of people. Stock market activities, number 5. Indecency hearings, number 4. Marine Taliban video, number 3. Iran and their foolishness, number 2. And the GOP presidential primaries, number 1. Host Carrie Dozier and Chuck Powell here with conversation about Sarah Palin, who seems to be siding with Rick Perry for some reason. They're demanding Mitt Romney provide proof of his job creation claims.
She says she wants proof that Governor Mitt Romney created 100,000 jobs or helped create 100,000 jobs while he headed up Bain Capital.
By the way, leave it to Palin to jump on the Rick Perry bandwagon now.
She did. She did.
He's literally T-minus Tuesday from being eliminated from this race.
It's absolutely true. It's an odd time to jump out there, but she's making her point. Eloquently, no. Here's the rest of her quote. Nobody should be surprised that the things about Bain Capital, and maybe tax returns not being released yet, and maybe some records not being as transparently provided as voters deserve to see right now, don't be surprised that that's all that's coming out today, because it would come out as an October surprise had the GOP candidates not brought those out today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not really sure what that means.
Mm.
But she is backing up Governor Perry in his statements that he didn't believe that what Mitt Romney did at Bain was good for American jobs. This strikes me as funny on two fronts. Because Sarah Palin is opining on the race at all, Governor Romney's creation of jobs, and the fact that she is actually, in addition, calling for proof. She's jumping in the mob and saying, let's see the proof.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a little bit, but as simply put as I can put it, when you're talking about a venture capital firm or a private equity firm like Bain Capital, there is no possible way to quantify what they do. They are privately held, therefore they don't have to release any records of what they do. And in the case that we talked about yesterday with the Hostess Corporation, if a private equity firm goes in there, they spin off parts of that company. They make some bigger. They close some down. They might sell some parts of that company. There's no way, short of putting a GPS tracker on every employee that is affected by your company and then checking in with them monthly for the next 20 years what the net effect on jobs was.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it absurd for Sarah Palin to ask for proof, her first sign should be that Rick Perry was asking for proof. Don't ever agree with Rick Perry when you're talking about something this abstract and intelligent. So that was her first mistake.
Birds of a feather.
Totally. The second funny part is that Mitt Romney said, I did that. I created 100,000 jobs. He could no sooner say that and prove it. It's an absurd argument. I get where he was going. He's running for president. I created jobs. Maybe you did, and maybe you didn't.
Up next, more on the GOP race and the primaries. New Hampshire's over, South Carolina next. And that's next on the countdown.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Talk radio in review, issue-oriented, political left and right, talk radio, talk television, all sort of get together in our top 10 talk topics of the week, and the presidential race is number one. Here's host Mitch Henk talking about the attacks Mitt Romney is getting from the other candidates, which actually seem to be hurting the attackers more than they're hurting him.
Romney made a comment about enjoying the ability to fire people who provide services while discussing health insurance companies that provide poor service. He says, I like to fire people when they provide poor service. He wants more choice in health insurance. Keep in mind, in Massachusetts, he wanted people to buy private health insurance because 8% of the people didn't have insurance, and they would go to the emergency room and jack up the premiums for everybody else. And he thought that was bad, so they did Romneycare. And, of course, he had an 85% Democratic legislature, and the Democrats in the legislature in Massachusetts, where people are baptized as Democrats, insisted on all these mandates. You have to cover this, you have to cover that. So costs went way up because his health care costs went up, health insurance costs went up, and costs have gone up by about 45%. But when he talked about wanting to fire people, other campaigns pounced, and Rick Perry's campaign turned that into a ringtone.
I like being able to fire people. I like being able to fire people. I like being able to fire people. I like being able to fire people.
Now, speaking on Fox's Hannity on Tuesday night, Perry says only Romney's former employer, Bain Capital, was in the business of putting Americans out of work.
There's a real difference between venture capitalism and vulture capitalism. Venture capitalism, we like. Vulture capitalism, no. And the fact of the matter is that he's going to have to face up to this at some time or another.
Venture capitalism and vulture capitalism. It's hard to know the difference there. I mean, venture capital, you're building something. I understand that. You're building, but it's true that in any large organization, you might have to make changes, cuts, reformulate. There's dead weight in every large organization. Maybe there are inefficiencies. Maybe you have the wrong equipment. Maybe the people you have in certain departments shouldn't be there. When I worked in Indiana on television station in South Bend, every time somebody would retire as a department head, they would never be replaced. They would never be replaced. And there was a woman who was the secretary for like four of them, and she did all the work anyway. I mean, they never replaced these guys. This was way back in the day. But the point of it is, when you go in, and Romney's argument is a lot of companies grew, and they did build up companies as they tore others down. And that's kind of what happens in capitalism. It's not all a case of somebody at the very smallest level building a company up from the ground up.
From Fox, Steve Ducey talks to Rudy Giuliani. He's not a fan of Mitt Romney's, but Gingrich and Rick Perry's attacks on him are not too smart.
A lot's being made of his attacks on Mitt Romney and his time at Bain Capital. Care to weigh in on that?
I do, very strongly. I have a strong inclination for Newt. As I do for Huntsman and Santorum. I really like them. I think they bring something that Romney doesn't. However, I'll tell you what those other men. I'm outraged about what he and Rick, who's a very close friend of mine, I'm shocked at what they're doing. It's, I'm going to say, it's ignorant, dumb. It is building something we should be fighting in America, ignorance of the American economic system.
He's just
playing on the dumbest, most ridiculous ideas about how you grow jobs. All these guys talk about growing jobs. As a mayor of New York, I grew 500,000 jobs. I took over a city at 10.5% unemployment. I left the city with 5% unemployment. Took over $2.3 billion deficits. I left behind $3 million surpluses. I did it by practicing aggressive capitalism.
But is it fair,
aggressive
Mr. Mayor?
Capitalism.
But is it fair?
Not just capitalism, aggressive capitalism.
Here's where Mitt Romney can take a hit, which is that is it fair when investors get huge returns on their investments and the little guys all lose their jobs? In the five
cases, well, it
that
way,
bankrupt.
If you,
that's what.
You put
that's
it
a loaded question.
Well,
that's what Gingrich has fastened upon. That's why it's ignorant to say it that way, because that isn't what happens. It is true. Investors make a lot of money. It is true. People get fired. It is also true. You just straightened out the company and then invested.
By making it bankrupt.
By straightening it out so that that company can go hire 2,000 more people who will have real jobs, not make-believe jobs. Man, they could do these on me if you want. When I took over New York City, the Health and Hospitals Corporation had 12,000 more people than it needed. They were taking care of beds that didn't exist for 20 years.
Right.
Total political hires, total political corruption, people in wards, nobody there. I laid them off. I laid off 12,000 of them. I was declared to be, you know, a monster, a slave driver, Hitler, I don't know, all the terrible things. But what did I do? I took a hospital. I got it to profitability.
Right.
I got rid of the five accreditations that was stopping it from doing operations and saving people.
Right.
The idea of venture capital, private equity, even hedge funds, is a very, very healthy one in our economy. It makes businesses productive.
Sure.
Productive businesses create more jobs. What Gingrich and to some extent Perry is arguing for, and the Obama people in the White House, is an economy that will produce no jobs. If you get rid of venture capital, you get rid of private equity, you get rid of risk-taking,
that's
which is what's about.
There's the big
risk,
word.
Risk-taking.
Risk.
Romney was a risk-taker.
What's your
three
message?
Wins, five losses.
Right.
But that's the way we create jobs in this country. That's the genius of America. That's how we move people out of poverty.
Okay. You pick up the phone as soon as you're done here in 2 minutes. You say to Newt what?
What the hell are you doing, Newt? You believe what I expect this from Saul Alinsky, Newt. You know, this is what Saul Alinsky taught Barack Obama. And the stuff that you're saying is one of the reasons we're in the trouble we're in right now.
All right. So you ready for the callers? You're the star next on the countdown as we talk about the primaries and the GOP race. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, number one this week, here's Marcia from Kentucky. She doesn't trust Mitt.
I am very interested in this upcoming election, and I've been watching it closely. I had the hardest time trying. I cannot trust Mitt Romney. I don't trust him at all. People need to take a stand. You need to take a stand and stick to it. You don't need to be so wishy-washy. How could we vote for someone we can't trust? You're for something one day. He's for whoever he's talking to. And, you know, trust is not in him, or the truth is not in him. I don't want to call him a liar. You know, we're not to call names. That's not kind. But, you know, the devil's a liar, and the truth's not in him either. And as a Republican, I would make a statement, and if Romney is our nominee, I will vote for Obama, and I can't even think hardly of voting for him. So I'm just praying and asking God to help us. That's all I know to do, and thank you.
Here's a sort of montage of talk radio callers reacting to all the negativity in the campaign.
You know, if Romney's going to run on his great business record, then I think it's wide open to do these ads. Of course, if the ads are, some of it is misleading, it's not good. I think my problem is that the news media doesn't seem to really get into it like they should. I mean, even Gingrich, why did he get one? I think it was 1.6 million from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Why aren't they looking into it and asking what is it he did for that? I think that it's wide open, and I'm glad that people are doing it. I just hope they're honest with their negative ads, if you will.
I just think that the attacks by Governor Perry and Speaker Gingrich are misguided. I think that they, in their attempt to get back in the race, are overlooking the fact that that they're really attacking something that's pretty basic to American business. And while not all of it is pretty, the end result for Bain Capital has been that there have been a lot of good companies that have done well because of them. Staples, the Sports Authority, Romney mentioned the steel mill in Indiana, the child care centers, I think they're called New Horizons. So I just think that this is a mistake, and hopefully it'll be short-lived.
I think Gaines shot himself in the foot here.
I mean, I was all for him, and I know Romney started the attacks, but he should take the upper road, and this guy right now, he's just being a commercial for Obama. This is all getting a little old with the hate from these people, but that's all I had to say. Thanks for taking my call.
I'd just like to say that I'm supporting Mitt Romney. I think Newt Gingrich is doing the Republicans a bad deal here. I think that he should want the Republicans to win in the fall instead of the Democrats, and he's playing right by their handbook.
I find the ads that are attacking Mitt Romney very disturbing. Along with that, I find it disturbing being in New Mexico. I'm not going to get to vote for who I really want to vote for. By the time the primary gets to New Mexico, there may only be one or two candidates left for me to choose from. And I'm upset with the press because they focus only on who the front runners are. And the little bit that I've heard, for instance, about John Huntsman, I find very interesting. I don't have any real problems with Mitt Romney. I understand business. I've worked in business for the last 30 years. But I really believe what I'm hearing from John Huntsman, that he may be the best person to go up against Barack Obama.
More of your calls at 800-510-8255. Next up, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show Weekender continues.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk radio coast to coast. 800-510-8255 is welcome in. Welcome you back into this hour of the Talk Radio Review. More Talk Radio reaction to the number one item on the countdown. That is who you'd like to see if you're a Republican running for president. Steve in Tennessee supports Newt Gingrich.
We definitely do have some division here within our party. And at this point in time in the race, I really kind of feel like that's to be expected just because of the sheer number of the potential candidates that we have. We've got six people that are debating. There's a lot of information being disseminated, and you know, everybody out there has their opinion. I feel very strongly about mine, and I'm just going to be right up front here and tell you I'm 110% for Newt Gingrich, but I want to tell you why. And I think, first off, what I want to mention before telling you why is that I think Mr. Romney is probably an excellent businessman. I understand business, too, and you have to make some hard decisions. But the one thing that I can't get past as far as Mitt Romney goes is this Romney care and the fact that his people, now if Obama is correct, and if I understand all the information that I'm getting through all of the different networks and everybody that's in the know, Romney care or Obama actually used Romney's people to help draft Obamacare. And I have a real problem with that simply because that whole thing moves us closer to socialism and away from the free capitalist form of government that we've had in this country since its inception. I don't have anything personal against Romney, but I'm concerned about that aspect of his leadership.
All right. So the Romney care thing, those who have brought it up have been successful in getting people to ask questions about it. It has worked in Massachusetts, and so you got to figure, okay, is there something different about it? You don't have to figure that, but you can ask yourself that question. Why do so many people like Governor Chris Christie support Romney? Is he a vice presidential potential? That's one of the things people are talking about this week as well. We're reviewing the hot hits as we usually do at weekend from the world of talk radio, 800-510-8255, as we'll spend a good deal of time here on your calls. This is the thing that people really seem to have on their minds, and it's good. It's healthy, good debate. Jacob in Pennsylvania, one of the people for Mitt Romney.
I've supported Governor Romney. I had the chance of meeting him in 08 when he was campaigning for Senator McCain. I think, you know, when I met him, I felt he was very sincere. So I've been supporting him for the past 4 to 5 years. But on another note, I do fear the running mates of Senator Santorum, who's from my state, and Ron Paul. I feel that Ron Paul's foreign policy is a little bit scary for me, and I just don't believe that Senator Santorum has enough executive experience. I think he was a great state senator for our state.
All right, so not for Santorum and not for Paul. So you get that he likes Romney and gives you reason. That's what I like about a lot of these folks who want to think it through and then express themselves and then call us at 800-510-8255. Sometimes we'll use your calls live. Sometimes we'll tape them for use later on. We have a lot of input from people that are calling into some of the programs that we're monitoring, like Jim in Oklahoma here.
What we should do is unite as Americans behind Ron Paul and listen to the CIA chief who endorses him, and overwhelmingly the military and the veterans support Ron Paul because he's the only one that can draw a difference between Obama. Romney is just Obama-like. If Romney runs, he will lose. What we need is less government and more freedom, not more government and less freedom.
I'm with you, sir. Thank you for expressing yourself. That's just your opinion, my opinion. Other people like the government being everywhere because they think they're able to get what they need from the government, and that's all right, I guess, if as you want. But there are deep divisions in this country, no question about that. Here's Scott in Florida explaining Newt Gingrich.
I'm a sincere minister, Christian. You know, I have a halfway house, and I'm very active in the Tea Party here in Fort Lauderdale. And I've studied everything everybody else has. And it's obvious to me that Newt Gingrich is the only one that can literally out-debate Barack Obama with his experience and his know-how, everything about him. To me, he's the only one. Now, here I get, because I'm a Republican, this place, Restore Our Future, Inc., has sent me three very, very expensive cards slamming Newt Gingrich and trying to get Mitt Romney the election, you know, from us. I am so mad at all this propaganda that all these people, the news media and these organizations like I'm talking about, that's just propaganda. That's all it is, pure and simple. And I'm going to be out there on my street corner out here in Fort Lauderdale advertising Newt Gingrich for president. And of course, anything but Obama when it comes down to the two. But for right now, I'm voting everything on Newt Gingrich. I think he's the only one that can debate against Barack Obama and win.
Is America in the middle of a class war? A lot of Americans think the nation is in the grips of class warfare. There's a Pew Research Center survey out. Two-thirds of you believe there are strong conflicts between the rich and the poor. That's an increase of about 19 points from when the survey was taken before the last election. So is that leadership? What plays into that? How is it that we are? Listen to some of the rhetoric back and forth, especially from the people who are in power right now. It sounds like they may be sowing the seeds of this sort of thing. You could make that argument anyway. So that's the GOP primary situation, number one. Let's move on to number two now on the countdown as we review the charts for this week, January 9th through the 13th. Number two is Iran. Here is Martha McCallum talking to Middle East correspondent Rena Ninen about the assassination of one of Iran's nuclear scientists.
One of Iran's leading nuclear scientists is dead, killed by a car bomb. Iran is blaming the United States and Israel. Rena, what do we know about the attack and how it was carried out, and perhaps any leads on by whom?
Well, we're hearing, Martha, that two people in the back of a motorcycle attached a magnetic bomb to the car of an Iranian university professor, Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan. He's apparently a key chemistry expert working on one of Iran's leading nuclear facilities. The professor and his driver were killed in the attack. What's creating a lot of buzz is the fact that this attack is so similar to the killings of other Iranian scientists over the past year, Martha.
Well, there seems to be sort of a secret war against Iran, and Israel has been blamed for it. Do we know that Israel has any role in this?
No, and in fact, it's been radio silence here from Israeli officials, as has been the case every time one of these mystery murders pops up. And we have no concrete proof that Israel was, in fact, behind this. Iran, of course, in the past has blamed the CIA, MI6, and also the Israeli Mossad for being behind these attacks. The French newspaper Le Figaro, it's interesting, has a report out today saying that the Mossad is recruiting people from Iraq's Kurdish region, Iranian dissidents, to work against the Ayatollah in Iran. What's really the truth is, Martha, over the next year, the international community is going to have to decide how they plan on dealing with Iran's nuclear program. And for now, it seems to try and delay it. Martha?
Rena, thank you very much. Mysterious story. And at least four other scientists have been killed in similar circumstances since 2007. In fact, last July, an academic who was involved in the country's nuclear program was reportedly shot dead, and Iran denies this. In November 2010, one nuclear scientist was killed, and another one was injured in separate car blasts. And back in January of 2010, a nuclear physicist was killed outside his home in a motorcycle bomb explosion. January of 2007, one of Iran's leading scientists died from radiation exposure.
Yeah. There's Martha McCallum with her high school a television news report. And that sure sounded like that to me. That was like somebody doing, well, thank you very much. It's just foolish. That's not the sometimes we do get into discussions here about the messenger as well as sometimes the message. Most of the time it's the message, but sometimes it just more and more sounds like these people are so rehearsed, you could not, I mean, you could have found that out by looking at a newspaper. A good reporter is going to dig up something that nobody else knows. All of that stuff you could find in the newspaper. At any rate, that's just a little, maybe too inside for some of you, and others say, yeah, you know what, I think he's right. Up next on the countdown, the Marine Taliban video. If you haven't heard about this, this is one heck of a story and something about which those of you who are in the service or have been in the service ought to be really ashamed about. It's 17 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
800-510-8255. You're listening to another hour of the Countdown program. And as we get toward the end of the week, we review the top stories, the top 10. At number 3, we're working our way away from number 1, believe it or not, and we've gotten to so much interest in the first couple that we have only gotten to number 3 so far. This is a talk with Bill Carroll with military analyst Captain Dale Dye of the USMC about this video of Marines urinating on dead Taliban soldiers.
You believe this video after looking at it's the real thing?
Yeah, I think I do, Bill. I looked at it, and I looked at the gear and the equipment and a number of other things, and I'm afraid you're right in assessing that this looks to be a valid thing, shot probably with somebody's little cell phone, you know, after a brief engagement. The caption material indicates there are a sniper team from 3rd Battalion, 2nd Marines, which is currently deployed in Helmand province, Afghanistan. So I have a feeling that that this is valid, unfortunately, for all concerned. I think also what you're going to see, as you said, this is viral now. And what you're going to see in the next couple of days until something else prurient overtakes it in the news cycle, what you're going to see is a completely divided camp. You're going to see all of those folks on one side of the issue saying, oh, my God, this is horrible. This is just another example of how brutal we've become after a decade of war in the Middle East. And then you're going to see the other guy saying, or the other side saying, well, it's the natural consequence of war, and it happened in World War II, and it happened in Korea, and it happened in Vietnam, and yada, yada, yada. And that's what we can expect in the next 72 hours or so.
Well, try to give us some insight into their psychology. What do you think those guys are thinking at that moment?
Because they weren't thinking, and that's the problem. If I had them here, they would have their heels locked, and I would promptly unscrew their heads and rip their shoulders off. You can't do this kind of thing. We train and we train and we train and we push and we work with you psychologically to try to get you over this kind of childish behavior. Look,
but Captain, is that realistic? When, you know, if I were a young man and I'm out there and maybe I've seen some of my colleagues blown up by these guys and, you know, they've just been taking shots at me, trying to kill me and my friends. I can't tell you for sure that I might not do something equally
stupid. No, I can't tell you that either. And listen, I have certainly seen it in person. It happens. I understand the psychology, but we have long experience with this stuff. As I said, this isn't anything new. We have long experience. What's new is the fact that, you know, you can record this stuff instantly and upload it to the internet. What's new is the fact that you can be dumb enough to understand that if you record something like this, it's bound to get out. You can't hide it. You can't keep it undercover. You can't keep it on, especially if you want to do something as dumb as load it onto YouTube.
All right, so what's the mistake here? What they did or the fact that they promoted it? Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, go ahead, sir.
I would like to defend our soldiers. They're in hostile lands.
So you think it's okay? This is, understand, we have a bad connection. You think this is understandable? It's okay?
No, it's not okay. And the major was right. They'll be standing in front of the captain, getting their heads chewed off.
Yeah.
But we're going to leave this to the military.
Yeah. All right, John in Oak Island, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir, quickly.
Hey, well, I got 22 years in the military and retired.
Is this okay or not?
But they were wrong. But okay. The fact remains, people seem to forget after 9/11 how they were cutting people's heads off on TV.
Yep, we got it. All right, sir, thank you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Scooting along on the list from this week to number four, the Supreme Court and the hearings on offensive material. Here's talk host Michael Brown with the argument that broadcast networks have to be regulated.
Well, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case of FCC, that's your Federal Communications Commission, versus Fox. Yes, that's your Fox network, not the Fox News, but the Fox stations. And the question before the Supreme Court was essentially this. Does the First Amendment permit the Federal Communications Commission to censor indecent content? And the examples that are before the court are the brief glimpse of someone's bare butt on broadcast TV. Now, remember, we're talking about over-the-air broadcasts. So you may get those through cable. You may get them through satellite. So does the FCC have the authority, or does the First Amendment prohibit the FCC from censoring that occasional brief glimpse of a bare butt or the occasional curse word? And the example that's flying all around the Internet is Bono was at some awards ceremony, and he shouted out, "This is just effing cool." And so the F word goes out across this you know, stupid awards show that, you know, where all the movie stars and the Hollywood muckety-mucks are all, you know, patting themselves on the back and telling each other how great they are. And I think that may have actually been a Fox production, I'm not sure. But so anyway, so then the FCC has the ability to fine these stations for those occasional curse words or bare butts. Remember, we had the wardrobe malfunction with one of the, I think it was Janet Jackson or somebody, back one of the Super Bowl things. Do they have the authority under the First Amendment, or does the First Amendment prohibit them from doing so? And I have to tell you that there's a part of me, the libertarian side of me says, you know, I don't think they do. I truly don't think they do. They license those airwaves, and then they can do whatever they want to with those licenses because you've gotten the license. Supreme Court Justice Roberts made the statement, in the context of a question, he made this statement that he would certainly like to have some places of refuge in this vast media world that we live in, where he could go and have some guarantee that his two young children, I think he's got three or four kids, I forget, but he's got children.
All right. So there's number four. Number five this week, stock market activity up and down. You don't need a lot of time on that. Number six, Haley Barbour and his pardons before he left the Mississippi governorship. Here's Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talking about that.
The story of Haley Barbour pardoning all these prisoners. Here's the story. This is how ABC covered it.
Former Governor Haley Barbour's last-minute pardons of more than 200 Mississippi prisoners has left families across the state outraged and terrified. Overnight, a state judge blocked 21 of the pardons temporarily. But four men convicted of murder have already been released, and they don't have to tell anyone where they're going.
This has been a lot of pain and heartache for us.
40-year-old David Gatlin is one of the men set free, convicted of murdering his estranged wife in 1993 and then shooting this man, her male companion, in the head. Randy Walker survived and says he and his family fear for their safety.
The governor himself ought to have to look me and the family in the eye and say, hey, I'm going to let this guy go. But there wasn't any of that. That's the coward's way out, if you ask me.
The new governor, sworn in just hours after the former governor issued the pardons, is trying to calm nerves.
You know, I had an aunt that was kidnapped, raped, and murdered. I'm a former deputy sheriff. I don't think people in the future will have to worry about me pardoning anyone.
Overnight, former Governor Haley Barbour put out a statement defending himself, saying 90% of the individuals were no longer in custody, and a majority of them has been out for years. But the four convicted murderers who went home this week were released because they cooked and cleaned at the governor's mansion, a traditional pardon in Mississippi.
Yeah, that was Steve Olson-Sommer from ABC reporting. The statement that released by the governor, did you see what he said? 90% of them no longer in custody, majority have been out for years. The pardons were intended to allow them to find gainful employment or require professional licenses as well as to hunt and vote. My decision about clemency was based upon the recommendation of the parole board in more than 90% of the cases. The 26 people released from custody due to clemency is just slightly more than 0.1% of those incarcerated. He also says that half of them who were incarcerated and released were placed on indefinite suspension due to medical reasons because their health care expenses while incarcerated were costing the state so much money. They suffer from chronic illnesses, dialysis, wheelchairs, bedridden. They're not fit for society, but if anyone commits an offense or even a misdemeanor, they'll be returned to custody to serve out their term.
Well, you can quote a lot of statistics. I mean, you let Ted Bundy out, that would represent a very small, let's use a current example, you could let Gary Ridgway out. That would be statistically a very small percentage of the people who've committed crimes in the state of Washington. It would still be galling to the rest of us.
All right, so that's number six. Number seven, the Occupy movement, or the White House Chief of Staff is seven, sorry, eight. Occupy being everywhere, especially New Hampshire. Number nine, the NFL playoffs and Tom Tebow and the People's Choice Awards. Number 10, that's it. So look at the top 10 this week, courtesy of the Talk.